Coaches Insight programs. One final time here on CARE tonight. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Tigers have wrapped up the regular season, now setting their sights on postseason play for them, which starts tonight at home against Jefferson West. We'll dive into that conversation in just a moment. But, Coach, you look at how this season has played out. 10 wins, 10 losses, 7-6 in league play. Kenzie Bowerly with a monster senior campaign, breaking records in the process. You've had some young girls step in. You know, like when Madison Martin goes down early in the year, you kind of had to shuffle some things around. But you guys are playing some really good basketball right now, and obviously wanting to be playing your best basketball right now as we get ready for the postseason here starting tonight.
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up really well there.
Thank you.
Yeah, when we lose a player like Madison, there's definitely another pass the season could have went. I'm just super proud of our girls for stepping up, and to get to 10 wins without her is I think very impressive, because she's such a force inside on both ends. But yeah, we've had some girls step up. Gracie Kimmy's done a great job stepping into that role. Kaylee Foote, Addison Crockett. Those are three girls that definitely man the middle of our defense, probably a lot more than they ever planned on for sure coming into the year, but they've done a great job. And then someone that's picked up the slack on the outside, Corey Wagner, she's played really awesome this last week. I think she averaged, in our five-game win streak, I think she's averaged 16, 6 rebounds, and I want to say like 5 assists. So she's really come along this last 5 games, so. Yeah, this season's it's definitely one that is going to be kind of a what if we had Maddie, but I couldn't be more proud of the girls for stepping up and coming together and playing really well.
Yeah, and again, for you guys, you're playing well, 5 straight wins, but you know, even if you were on the other side of it, say you've lost 5 straight games, it doesn't really matter at this point because you wipe all the records out the window and it's essentially a one game and move on scenario, and that's the case for you guys tonight. You get a home tilt with Jeff West out of the Big East. Had a chance to see them early on in the week, and, you know, they had a game against Hiawatha, which Hiawatha was able to get that win. But, you know, a Jeff West team, they're a little guard heavy. They got very good outside shooters. Kaylee Heinen is a very good scorer for them. How do you see this matchup kind of breaking down in this sub-state quarterfinal here tonight?
Yeah, they shoot a lot of threes, which is a little concerning because we want to force teams into those threes, but we want to make sure we're contesting them. So it's going to be tough for us to make sure we're getting all the shooters tomorrow night or tonight. And we'll see how we do. But yeah, it's good that we're playing our best ball, but you know, sometimes you're playing your best ball and at some point it has to end. Hopefully it's not versus Jeff West, but we're hoping to keep it going. But, yeah, it's a good matchup for us other than that. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, talk about some keys. You mentioned kind of defending the three-point shot. What are your expectations? What do you guys have to do specifically to come out, get a win, move on to next week?
For them defensively, they mix it up quite a bit. We just got to make sure we're recognizing what they're handling, any pressure they throw at us. And then just have the confidence to shoot the ball. That's been, again, during this, you know, last part of the season, we've done a really good job of shooting with confidence, being strong with the ball. We just got to make sure we continue doing that because it's whoever's hot at this point. Get a little streak going and see if we make some noise. So hopefully we can shoot with some confidence and make some shots.
Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert. Tigers have won 5 consecutive games to wrap up the regular season, last defeating Jefferson West earlier in the week, and now get an opportunity to open up postseason play here tonight at home against Jefferson West out of the Big East. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Thanks again for the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the sub-state tournaments, and looking forward to next season. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.